Bavakam Perakimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamaitzi is Tivno Ves Kanshalushus Harabim Lizvom. Person takes his grain or his straw, which is really before the grain was sifted into grain. They had it much more coarse and they had little stalks or whatever they had there. And in whatever stage it was, he took it to Rishus Harabim that it should become fertilizer by people just trampling on it. And the more people would trample on it, the more it would be fitting to be used as fertilizer. So he puts it there in Rishus Harabim. V'huzuk behen acher. And somebody gets damaged by it. We're dealing with a case where he did not have permission. It was not during the time of the year he should have been putting it out. Somebody got damaged. Chayev benisko. He's chayev for this nezek. And whoever wants to keep this stuff also can keep it. In other words, you didn't have permission to put it there. It's almost like the chum were mafkaret because you didn't have permission to put it there. And therefore anybody could take it. Rabin Shim ben Gamliel oimer. Kolam mekalkulin b'rishus harabim v'hiziku chayovim l'shalim. Anybody that's mekalkulin, even, the Rav points out, even if you had rishus to put it in Rishus Harabim, you still have to be careful and watch out and make sure nobody gets damaged. And even if you're not, you're doing your best in watching out, you're still responsible. You put it there. This seems to be just like we had in the previous Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that if a person pours water, even if he has rishus during the rainy season to pour water in Rishus Harabim, he's chayiv. So that seems like Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita, that even if you have rishus to put the stuff out. In other words, there was a time of the year, Yoshua ben Nun was misakin that there would be specific times of the year that people would be able to leave their items in Rishus Harabim that it should become fertilizer in order to help be mishabech the land of Eretz Yisrael. So even during those times, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if it causes damage, you're chayiv. Now this next part, Rav Kiv Eger brings Tosis, this is not going on the time that it's mutter. This is similar to the first part of the Mishnah, when you're not allowed to put it there. It means that if it's not during the time that it's mutter to put your stuff there, just like the Tanakhama held, if anybody wants to take it, they could take it. The Chamur Mafkirit. Mishnah continues. Now, this is not something that you're making into fertilizer. This is the real stuff. This is the fertilizer. This is manure. A person that turns it over in Rishus Harabim, Pashtus, it's even less than three tfachim, Taisyantiv says, and he has kavana to acquire it and be the proud owner of it. V'huzik behen acher, and somebody else gets damaged from it. Chayev benisko. Now you're chayev because it's as if you put a boar in Rishus Harabim, and therefore you're chayev if it causes damage. However, if he actually picks it up higher than three tfachim, he doesn't even need kavana to acquire it. It becomes his, like the Mefarshim point out. Now if you notice, it doesn't say, in this case, kol hakodem behen zacha, even though he didn't have rishus. So the difference is, Taisenta brings the Gemara, that manure is something that doesn't get better when it's in Rishus Harabim. It's not like the grain that you put there. And Mistama, like the Ran says, he was just cleaning out his chatzar and he just threw it there. But I guess what it means is that it's not so common, so the Chachamim didn't say, well, if you do this, we were going to be mafkrit, because this thing wasn't so common that people would put their manure in Rishus Harabim. So therefore, nobody has rishus to go and take it. However, there are some poskim that hold that after manure causes damage in Rishus Harabim, whoever wants to keep it can keep it, as the Tiferet Sol brings down.